45.
Okay, guys, let's begin. All right, 45. Okay, got a lot to see. Bezod Hashem. Okay, the Gemara says Beferish, the Tafim Gimel Amar Aleph, quoting the Mishnah, as Nate had mentioned before in Seder, that if you have Yayin given B'tocha Mazon, each one has to say his own bracha. After Mazon, the Mishnah Paskim and Bezim and Bez, what's the din? Echaz Mavarch Lekuvu. Yes? That was in the Gemara. And Lamaisa, let's get to Mem Gimel Amar Aleph right in the middle, the small piece of Gemara. And then if we finish this mouth, we have to go back on the other previous pieces. We have some lumdus on that. But let's see, start from the two dots of Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. Go ahead. Yes. Yes, they asked Ben Zoma. We know Ben Zoma was the Tana mentioned in Gemara Chagiga, right? And Dafidal Mez Arba Nicholas Lapardes. Ben Zoma, what happened to him? What happened to him? Does anyone remember what happened to him? Was he Nifter? I don't remember. Or did he become a Shota? I was confused. Ben Azai and Ben Zoma. What happened? What happened over there? What'd you say?
I don't think he was
in the Nifter. No? Look in Chagiga Yadal and Beis. But his name is Shimon Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma. The Gemara says that he didn't get smicha. Yadal and Beis in Chagiga. The Gemara says in Hurius he was Roy Lahora, but he didn't get smicha because he didn't reach the age yet. And because he didn't get smicha, they called him by his father's name. Just like we say Al Ben Beseira. This is what it means, this concept. Okay? So they asked Ben Zoma, what's the din? Go ahead.
The name Ma Amru, for what reason was it said? Bolehem Yan, Betokhan Ozan, Ko'achan, Achan, Barach, Atzma, Achar Ozan, Achan, Barach, Kul.
What's the pshat in the Mishnah? Right? That's basically what they're asking. Go ahead.
Bolehem Yan, he said, hold the aid base of the open eye. Since when you're chewing, you're not either available to say anything, or you're not paying.
Right. What'd you say?
That hits
his vinifka. What's the next one? Ben Zoma was hits. What did it say about Ben Azai? Yeah, I know, but I wanted you to see what it said. The other one by what does it say? What does it say? Yeah. So Ben Azai died. Ben Zoma became a shoita. Okay. Now we quote Ben Azai in the Haggadah too, right? Remember that? Ben Zoma? Okay. So what is Rav? They were great tzaddikim. Great. He was a young Godel. Go ahead. Rashi. Hoel vein.
Hoel vein based on Leif. Vein Leif on the Sudan El Mavarach El Leif.
They're not paying attention to the Mavarach. They're paying attention to what? To swallow. So since they're paying attention to swallow, that's a completely what? Completely different what? Different thing. Now, I want you to get this push-up shot, the Maisa. The Rosh in Simen Lama Dalid, okay? The Rosh in Simen Lama Dalid, if you hope you had a chance to see it, and along with the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah as well, the Maskal Ba, they both say that, according to Rashi, a person would not be Yotze because they're not paying attention to the Bracha. But if they would pay attention, it would be fine. And therefore, they wanted to claim, Lamaisa, they wanted to claim in Shitas Rashi, they wanted to claim in Shitas Rashi, you see from Rashi, it's a Chisaron and Kavana and Shmia to be Yotzeh. And therefore, they're not going to be Yotzeh with the Bracha, okay? They're not going to be Yotzeh with the Bracha. Therefore, Lamaisa, it comes out that they say that if you say to the Mesubin Savri, yes, and you create their attention, Tosis, we're going to see B'Shem Yesh Meforshim, says it's good. Now, the Rabbeinu Yon and the Rosh happen to say that it's not good. The Rabbeinu Yon and the Rosh say that since they're not paying attention, you could do from today until tomorrow, even though physically they can hear. But the Iker problem here is that that the Maisa, and this is what they want to taina, this is their svara lamaisa. Their svara is, and the Shudim Gubetza says they're not roy lishtos. They're not roy lishtos. They go ahead and say, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh give another reason. So they want a taina that according to Rashi, what's the din? According to Rashi, what's the svara? Let's get it down, Sam, that what? They're not going to pay attention because they're interested in what they're swallowing and eating, Akiva, and not on themselves. Yes? That's the first reasoning. Okay? So according to Rashi, it's a chisarn in what? Chisarn in Shmiya v'kavana. Latzis b'birkaso. Okay? That's the first reason given based on Beis employee. What does the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah themselves say? They say, we don't understand. Even if they eat and they're able to pay attention, we know people can pay attention while they're eating. How hard is it to eat? Please get this down. Shmuel, you with me? So the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah say, there's Yushalmi. They quote a Yushalmi Perek Vav Alach Avav that says, Ein Besa Besa Abliya Panui means you're not able to answer Amen after the Bracha of the Mavarech because there's a Gemara in Tainus, Ham and Beis. Where's the Gemara saying Tainus, Ham and Beis? You're not allowed to talk while you're eating because a guy might choke. Ein Mesichin Besuda, Mesichin means talk, Shem Yakim Kana Levesh of Yolade Sakana. So Anias Amen, answering Amen is not Mak if we know. But nevertheless, we're afraid a guy's so fastidious. He hears a bracha, I want to say amen, while he's eating, he might choke. So even if you say savri, it will not work. Because we're afraid that a guy's going to answer amen and endanger himself. This is what the Madani Yontov says in Simen Lamadalat Os Yud. Okay? So we got this. So it comes out that the Rosh says, it comes out according to the Rosh says, Rashi says a guy won't pay attention. Yes? Tosis says, well, if you get them to pay attention, what would happen? If you say Safri Ibn Ramatai, what does Tais say B'Shem Yeshua Meforshim? It will work. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, I don't even understand. And let's just get that. We're going to get to it. The Rabbeinu Elchanan says what? Argues in the Yeshua Meforshim. What does Rabbeinu Elchanan say? Even if you say Safri Ibn Ramatai, they made a low plug. It never works. Okay? And the Rosh says, I understand Rashi anyway. The guy can't pay attention while he eats. So what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says the concern of a guy's being fastidious and he'll answer amen no matter what. So if you say a bracha, he might choke. Are you allowed to say bless you in a meal? Asuta? The Rosh quotes Yushami. If someone sneezes in the middle of a meal, are you allowed to answer bless you? Asusa? That's the Aramaic word, Asusa. No, you're not allowed to. Mishub Sakana. So the Torah writes in Simon Kufay and Dalit that Lafi the Rosh, even when you say Savri, you're not Yotze. And the Drisha says, even when you say Savri, people are going to stop eating, but there's still a Chshash Sakana that people are going to still say Amen, and therefore they might end up choking. So that is the second reason given. And we're saying that the lumdus, according to Rashi, is what? Is that it's a lack of what? It's a lack of kavana. Nira, ena besa abliya, ponui means a lack of kavana. This is what we want to tie in. It's a lack of kavana, lamaisa. But seemingly, according to Rashi, and once you get this down, it's not just a lack of kavana. What do you have to say that it is? And this is what the Bikui Aretz says. It's a batal kviya suda. There is no kviya suda. Ein abeis polu. If you're in the middle of a meal, there's no tziruf because everyone is eating on their own. If everyone is eating on their own, no one's coming together. And therefore, lamaisa, we assume that each one's yoshiv la'atzmo, and therefore there's a batla din kviyas, and therefore you cannot be motzisum. That's why Rashi says, ein alev misuban el mavarach el livloa. Because mucha milsa, please get this down, Sam, that it's a bitl din kviyas. The bitl din fias, and that's what Rabbeinu Elchanan says. Even if you say what, savrim ranam aside, they made a takana that there's no kvias in the middle of a meal. No one can be motzi birkas chaveru. So don't ask me, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh's kasha. A person can what? A person can pay attention at the same time while he's eating. You know what? I could care less if a person can. Are you, Nate? Are you giving this down? I could care less whether a guy could pay attention or not. It's a formal objective din that we're bitl kvias. And Tosis quotes a Yesh Meforshim that says, no, that what? What's the Iker? Ein Abesa Balui means what's a chisarn of Kavan and Shmiya. And therefore, when you say Savri, will it work? Yes, Savri will work. And therefore, Lamaisa, it makes sense now the answer of Inyon and the Rosh is Kacha. So what we're developing here is there are two Mahalchim. If a person says, Avri Ranma Mosai, Poshim Shad and Rashi, we're saying Rabbeinu Elchanan and Rashi are together, it will not work. Why will it not work? Because Yayin Mitoch HaMazon, there's a bit of kfiyas. Because everyone's on their own. So even if it's a Savri Ronan, it won't work. Whereas if you hold like the what? Like the Riesh Meforshim, that's a problem of Kavana. If you say Savri Ronan Rabasai, why not? Let it work. So those are the two approaches we have so far for Ein Abesa Blui. Abesa Blui Apanui. What we're saying, Rashi, it's a din. It's not just a lack of Kavana. We're saying Savri Mosai will not work, Gurna Ben Ochanan. You know why? Because a bitul kfiyas. It's a formalized din. But then there is a third approach. Who's the third approach? The Drisha. What does the Drisha say? They're not Ruin Lishtos. There were two tracks when you ate a meal. There was Achila track and there was the what? The Shtia track. And when you're engaged in Achila, you are not what? Roy Lishtia. And therefore, if Leayan comes in the middle, one guy cannot be Motzi other people. Done. They made a low plug, says the Ra'ah, that even if the Mesumim are Mafsik, it does not help. Simply does not help. Does everyone got that? So right off the bat, how many pshatim we have in Einav Esav Liyah Panui? One is Rashi, which is what we're saying is what? Is Einav Leib, assume it's a formal din, batl kfiyas. That's what Rabbeinu Hanan says. Rabbeinu Hanan says what? Even if you say Savrim Ranan Otsai, it will not work. It's not going to work. It's a formal din. The fact that they're both in the, they're all in the middle of their meal, everyone's on their own, Yayin comes, forget about it. It's not going to help. You got me? Who argues on this? The Yesh Meforshim. The Yesh Meforshim says, no, it's all an issue of Shmiya and Kavana. If you say Savri Masai, I'll catch their Kavana and it'll be fine. And then the third opinion is the Ra'ah, where there are two tracks. There's Achila and there's Shtia. If you're in the middle of a Mazon, you're dedicated to Achila. And if what? If you want to switch to Shtia, everyone's on their own. The Drisha develops, you know what we call it? Four Pshatim. The Drisha develops, according to the Rosh, there's a concern of saying Amen, and you might choke. That's what the Rosh Lomaisa says himself.
The one about Shtia and Achila, is that the Ra'ah or is that the...
That's the Ra'ah, separate Pshat.
Okay,
they made a low plug and they did not allow you to what, say a bracha and switch to Shtia in the midst of eating. Everyone's on their own. The Drisha and the Tur are developing with the Rosh Hashita, that since you're not allowed to talk in the middle of a meal, you might choke, Lamaisa, and when you hear a bracha, you say Amen. So even Lamaisa, though you're Yotza without Amen, people want to be fastidious. That's why they're not allowed to say bless you in the middle of a meal. And that's what the Torah says, that according to the Rosh, even Savri Ranan Rosai will not work because of this concern that a person might answer Amen. Okay? So basically, we're saying there are four different pshat in the base of Panui. Rashi says you won't pay attention, and that's a formalized din. What is that formalized din? What's the formalized din? The formalized din, that's butla kfiyas, like that's what the Bikuri Arad says. So even if you say Savri, it's not good. That's Rashi with Rabbein Ochanan. Yes? What's number two, Shita? Rashi with the Yesh Meforshim that says if you say Savri, Manan Ramasai, it will work because of a lack of Kavana. The Yesh Meforshim would say, according to Rashi, it would work. We're not formalizing the din, butla kfiyas is the issue of not paying attention subjectively. If you catch their attention with Savri, it would work. The third sheet is the Russian Rabbi Yon himself, that there's a concern that what? There's a concern when they hear Amen, they'll want to answer Amen, even though you don't need Amen to be Yotze, but they want to answer Amen because they're tzaddikim, and therefore they might choke. With the Gemara in Titus, what daf? How many places in Shas does it say, kind of makim kanal aveshim? Two places, Ipsachim, Kufchesim, Abeis. Kufchesim, and after not allowed to do a seba on the what? On the right side, you might choke, and also Tainus ham and bays, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of a meal because you might choke. Shemi yakim kuddle of eshes. As far as I know, those are the two places in Shas where it says it. Psochem kufkazim is tainus taf ham and bays. But that's a third shot. And what's the fourth shot? Ain a base about panui balui? The raw, that what? That there's a track of achila, track of ashtia. If you're in the middle of a meal, it's a track of achila, you're not a track of ashtia. Therefore, one guy cannot be motzi someone else. Four pshatim were suggested. Okay? I want you to get this. This is how you learn up the pshat. Yeah? How do we paskin? How do we paskin based on this? Akiva, are you with me? Okay, the Mechaber says, Akuf ayin dal tzifches, because of the chshas sakana, you shouldn't be mochi chavero. And it doesn't even help you if they say savrai. The Mechaber. Mechaber, Akuf ayin dal tzifches, says, because of the chshas sakana, you're not allowed to be mochi your friend, and it doesn't work when you say savri. Who's that like? Who's that like, guys? You tell me. The Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Tur, and the Drisha. It's all lamaisa because of that pshat. You got that? Does not work. We're afraid a guy might want, it doesn't work, lamaisa savri, and therefore, lamaisa main, and therefore, that's the concern. Comes along the Taz, on the side of the page, of Shulchan Aruch Sifkat Yud Aleph, and what does the Taz write? What does the Taz write? Well, the Ramah says, you're allowed to say savrai. You are allowed to say savrai. You got that? You are allowed to say savrai, the Ramah says. According to the Mechaber, Mechaber doesn't mention savrai. The Mashma, according to the Mechaber, savrai does not work. Who does the Ramah hold like? The Ramah holds like who? Rashi. Whose version of Rashi? The Eish Meforshim. That if you want, if you get the guy's attention, they don't pay attention. If you get their attention, you can be Motsim. Not like who? Not like the Rabbeinu Ochanan. Okay? He likes the Eish Meforshim's version of Rashi. Not like the Rabbeinu Ochanan. Okay? And the Bir Halacha and the Ramaskel V'chein points out, even though there's a hidden mitzvah of Echan Motsis Chaver Mishum Barov Am Hadras Melech, yes? You with me? Well, you got to keep your Gemara out. Can't hear you. What? Well, you're not feeling well? Okay. If you're not feeling well, Lamaisa, okay? So you got to listen. Okay, you got to listen, Lamaisa. In the middle of here. You shake my hand. I have to always, it's not nice if I don't do it. But quick. You've got to listen today. What, you're up all night?
Until like 7.
Oh, come on. You can't do this, Lamaisa. Okay, you'll listen later. Okay, come on. You got this? So the Mechaber writes who does the Mechaber Paskins feel better? The Mechaber Paskins like who? Who do we say he Paskins like? Who does the Mechaber Paskins like? The Russian Rabbeinu Yonah, right? The Russian Rabbeinu Yonah, the concern of Amen. He never mentioned Savri, when I was side. Right? The Mechaber. No, the Mechaber. The Mechaber. Mechaber Shrash Sakoni. You can't be Mochi friend, even if you say Savri. Right? So we said Lamaisa, even if you say Savrai. That could either be the Rosh or Rabbeinu Yonah. We're afraid the guy's going to answer Amen and choke, or it could be who? Rashi's version, Rabbeinu Ochanan's version. You could, the Mechaber really, what? Really, he doesn't get into the details, okay? Yes?
Is Savrai just used as a announcement kind of thing?
Yes.
That's the only reason right now.
Yes, to pay attention. We're going to get to Zeradun between Savrai and Rishus, okay? But you got this so far? So when you pin it down, the Mechaber, you could either go like the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah or Rabbeinu Ochanan. But what does the Ramah come along and say? The Ramah says what? That Savri works. Who's that like, says the Taz? Rashi's version, who? Yesh Meforshim. That the issues are not paying attention. If you get Savri, then they're going to pay attention. So we paskin like what? We paskin, and they're not paskin like Taz, that it never works. Okay. So who's the Bir Halacha say like? The Bir Halacha Damascus Lechain says, there's a hidden mitzvah that one guy should be motzi his friend all the time, Rav Hanas Melech. But I want you to know something, says the Bir Halacha. There's no hidden mitzvah in this case. Because there are many Rishonim that say, if you say Safri, it doesn't work. So don't give me the business. The minig is that what we do have one guy be motzi, but I don't think it's a hitter. I don't think it's a hitter. A lot of times, most of the time, it's Rav Hanas Melech when one guy's motzi other people. But here it's not a what? Here it's not a hitter. Because there are many Rishonim that say even Safri doesn't work. So you want to do it, that's the minute. One guy's motzi someone else. Fine, gazutar, hey. But don't tell me it's a hitter. You got that? So please get down the four svaras, the Mechaber, Ramah, the Taz, and the Bir Halacha. You got this all? You want me to chazer it again? Yeah, you want me to chazer it again? The Gemara says they asked Ben Zoma, what's pshat in the Mishnah? Why is Bolem, Yayim, Tok, Amazon, Kolechan, what? Mevarach la Achan and Achar Amazon, Achan, Mevarach la Kulam. They focused on the first part of it with Ben Zoma. What did Ben Zoma say, the great Tanakh, the holy Tanakh, what did he answer? He comes up with this new Sfora called what? Elhol Ein Abes Abliya Panui. What does that mean? So we had four pshatim. Rashi, according to Rabbeinu Ochanan, says that you're focusing on what you're swallowing, Akiva. You're not going to be listening to a bracha that a guy says. Therefore, everyone's on their own. Rabbeinu Ochanan says that means a bottle kfiyas. Tocha mazal, there really is no kfiyas. And since there's no kfiyas, therefore, even if it's Safri, Ronan Rotai, will not work according to Rashi. That's according to Rabbeinu Ochanan. Yes? You got that? According to the Yesh Meforshim in Rashi, no. It's all an issue of subjectively not listening. If you say Safri, it's going to be good. One guy can be Baruch Lekul. You catch their attention. Yes? Let them swallow and get their attention on Baruch. Then there's a third shot of what? The Russian Rabbeinu Yonah that says what? The guys are such tzaddikim, if they hear the guy say a bracha, even though you don't need to say amen to be yotzei, they'll still say amen, and therefore they end up choking, God forbid, and die. God forbid. Possibility. And then the fourth shot is the raw that says what? While you're in the tokam hazir, you're dedicated to eating and not drinking. It's not royal shtiyah. So they made a little plug that one guy can never remote to someone else. Those are the four shot that I want you to know based on Bliya. Yes? Comes along Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, and he paskas like who? He paskas that Safri is not good. It doesn't help you. That could either be Rabbi Yochanan's version of Rashi, or it could be the Russian Rabbi Yochanan. You got that? Okay. What does the Ramah come along and say? If you say Safri, what's it did? It's good. Yes? Who's the Ramah going like? The Eish Beforshim's Pshat Rashi. It's all subjective. We don't say Batal Kfiyas. If you get their attention, it's going to be good. What does the Taz come along and say the Ramah holds like? Rashi's Rabbi Yochanan's version of Rashi. Correct? Exactly like the Taz. Yeah, the Yeshua Forshim. That's exactly what I said. Taz holds like the Ramah holds like Rashi's, the Yeshua Forshim's version. Not like Rabbi Yochanan's version. Correct, Sam. Well said. And then the Bir Halacha concludes everything by saying, I want you to know something. I really believe here that generally one guy being Motzi another Brach is a hit or mitzvah, but here it's not. Because many Rishonim say that Safri doesn't work. Besabli Apanu is a very powerful svara. It's an objective din, and therefore Safri doesn't work. So therefore, you know what? Okay, the meaning might be one guy's motzi someone else. But I want you to know something. That's fine, you're yotze, but it's not a hidur. Don't tell me that's a hidur of Rambam Hadas Melech. When many Rishonim renounce it and denounce it here in this case. Okay? Because of the phrase of Besabli Apanu. Okay. Now let's take this even a step further. Yes? I brought up, you guys with me? Yes? Before we even get to the Taisa side, you have the dafter on there, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, now the Ramah adds on something else. Okay? The Ramah adds on something else. Okay? He says that since Tocha Suda, the minigas, they say Savri, every time you want to say a brach on wine, and one guy's motzi someone else, you should say Savri and not Bershus. Wow. You know how I say Bershus? You know how we say Bershus and benching? I want to get this now. There's a distinction the Ramah says very strangely. He says Safri is fine, Bershus is not fine. Before the one guy that says the bracha on the wine for everyone. Why is Safri fine and Bershus not? You got this?
People used to say Bershus on wine or
Bershus? Oh, so we're going to get that. Excellent. But Lamaisa, many people say Bershus before Amotzi, right?
Right.
Okay, but Nate's making a good heart. So Mr. Brewer comes along over there. I hope you saw it in Sifkat Mem Zion. And he says, you know what? I think Rishus should be said, theoretically. It's Ra'ui to say Rishus. You're asking Rishus from the people around that I want to be Motzi with a bracha. So wouldn't Rishus be very appropriate even by the wine, like Nate said? But the Mr. Brewer says that since you're in the middle of a meal and you have to say Savri anyway to get people's water. What does Savri mean? Hey, guys, pay attention. Since I'm in the middle of the meal, I have to say Safri anyway. So we say Safri also for what? Since we say it for all Birkas Ayayin as well. Since Betok HaSudi, you have to say Safri, we say it by any time you say Brei Pri HaGafen. Safri, you say Safri, Ranan Ranan Motai. You know that Kiddush? You know? So why do you say that, Lamaisa? Why do you say that? The answer is because really Rishus would probably be better because you're asking Rishus from them to be motzi you. But since we B'toch HaSudeh developed Savri, so we kind of use Savri all the time when we say the bracha on any wine, and that includes Kiddush. You guys got that? Yes? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Comes along the Bach. Let's get it. And the Bach quotes Moshem Rabbeinu Yosef HaGadol that he says they made no distinction Birkas Hayayin. And the minhag is to say Safri, even by Kiddush, Havdalah, Birkas HaMazon, Shebeis Abliya Panui. In those cases, the Bach begs a different quote from Yosef HaGadol, and he says they didn't make a distinction of Birkas Hayayin, and the minhag is to say Safri, even by Kiddush, Havdalah, Birkas HaMazon, Beis Abliya Panui. So it seems like which got the real marketing, PR? It was Safri and not Pershus. Yes? You with me? So the Bach adds on, he says, I think it makes a lot of sense why we don't say Bershus by Kiddush and Avdala. I like this expansion of Savri. Why? Because he says everyone has a chiyuv to say Kiddush and Avdala. Why is everyone saying Bershus? What do you mean? I have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv. I don't need your Bershus. And Yayin Shebetoch Asura, we also don't say Bershus. Because it's impossible to have a chila b'lishtiyah. Now that's not a halacha, but that's a physicality.
Isn't Bershus like an expression of like chalud? Not exactly that. Right?
Exactly, and that's why he's saying there's no need to do it here. Correct? Well said.
What if there's like
by Kiddush and Avdol, everyone is a chiv?
What if there's like a rub there, or like a bottle?
Okay, all right. It's interesting what you bring up. But he says by Kiddush, by Avdolah, it's a chiv, everyone say Kiddush. He says you don't have to say Bershus. It's impossible. Yefshar achil b'lishtiyah nishtiyah. But Birkas Apas, the bruch on the bread, you know, like a bread meal during the week, there's no chiv to have what? Bread. And therefore, Lamaisif, there's no chiv to have bread, we say Bershus. Anytime there's a chiv to do what you're doing, you're not going to say Bershus. I have a Bershus. So, Birkas Apas, and during the week, you say Bershus. Why do you say Bershus? Because there's no chiv to have bread. Now, on Shabbos, there's a chiv to have bread. So I think it's inappropriate what I've been doing, and I've been stopping it about saying Bershus before I'm Otsi. I have a chiv to eat bread. If I have a chiv to eat bread, then why should you say Bershus?
I thought Bershus was on other people.
No, you're asking them permission to say the bracha, but I have a chiv to eat my own bread, so why would I say Bershus?
Maybe someone has no chiv. Like, I don't know, there's like a zakein or a
zak. Okay, that's what Sam was saying, but the Pashup Shad is, if you're the Bala boss, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. And the Beis Yosef says the same thing. That Shibbol HaLeket wrote the same thing.
Isn't it the same thing as like asking everyone if they want to
go finish it? Okay, that's a little different, Loaz. But this is actually in the Nusach HaBracha.
It's all there.
Okay, but Lamais, if you have a Chiv, it doesn't make sense to do it. And they point out, I want you to get this Gemara. It's in our Masichta again, Daf Nun Hei. Nun Hei Amar Aleph. The Beis Yosef quotes that the Shibbol HaLeket wrote this. By pas, you have to ask Rishus, because it says in Nunheim and Alf that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that he should ask when he asks for Eretz Yisrael, is Bitzalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Sheishal is Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, ask Klal Yisrael if they think Bitzalel is roving for the job. And they said, well, if it's good for Hashem, it's good for us. So the Bnei Suda chose the what? Chose the Chashuv, and they said Bershus. The Bnei Yeshuva were chose a Chashuvu, and they said Bershus Rabosai. It says Bershus Rabosai. So do we agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us? Right? Are you maskim Kadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yaskim mimohem? They know him Bershus Shemaim. And they answer Bershus Shemaim, Shemaskim, they agree, Kadesh HaGam Shemaim yaskimu. So in other words, it's a haskama lamaisa that everyone would ever be on the same page. And therefore, it would be probably very appropriate, he says, Beis Yosef, to say no to Rishus at the time of the what? At the time of having bread. So that's a very interesting chiddush, halacha lamaisa. So we got this? Let's chazer this over again. The Ramah said what? Savri. Therefore, any time you say a brach on wine, you say what? Savri. They expand, not Rishus. Mr. Bruce says, even though Rishus would have been nice, but the bottom line is that what? Since it's Toch Suda, you have to say Savre, so therefore we're Noag to say on the Birkas HaYayin Savre as well. Okay? Not Rishus, Halach Lamais. Even though it's Roy to say Rishus, but since you talk to Suda, and you had to say, Behold, you had to say, since you would talk to Suda, that's what makes a lot of sense this Kiddush. You follow me? So it comes out that din. So the box says, Mishim Rabbeinu Yosef, they made a low plug, and they always say Savri, even by Kiddush Avdala. The box says it's not appropriate to say Rishus by Kiddush Avdala, because you have a chiv to do it. Birkas Apas, we say Rishus, because no chiv to eat bread during the week. And that was the Gemara over there. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Bitzalel, Lamaisa, therefore when the Bnei Suda were sawing him, they chose Baruch. They chose that thing with Bitzalel. They said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is he hogging or not? So he said, well, it's up to you. If you agree to it, that's fine. So that's where, by Pasra Nolta Rishus, And that was their shita, halacha l'maisa. That's why we say b'shus rabbeisa. Whereas by yayin, what do we say? Savri. Okay. Fine. Now let's take this a step further. The Bach says... The Bach says at a wedding you say Savri. Why do we say at a wedding Savri? Let's get it. Why do we say at a wedding Savri? He quotes Berkus Erisin, soon you say Savri. Yeah? That makes sense. Anytime Yain is said, Sam, you got this down? Yeah. What does the Bach say? What does the Magen Avraham say? The Nini is not to say Savri at a wedding. Why? Because the only time you say what? Savri is when what? If you're asking for Rishus, then Savri works for Malkum Rishus. But by a Chup and a Meal, you don't need to ask Rishus. You don't say Savri at all.
Wait, can I repeat that?
Yes. The Bach says by Erisin and Nisuin, we say Savri. Magen Avraham says, I don't agree with you. You don't say Savri at a wedding. You know, you never hear it under a Chup. You all like the Magen Avraham. Why is that? Because if you hold, you need Rishus, then by Yayin, Savri works for Malkum Rishus. But Bachup and Amil, you're not asking Rishus, you don't say Savri. And the Sharatzin says it makes a lot of sense. The Bachup and the Baal Bris, they're Mechabedin. He doesn't need to see, he doesn't have any Rishus. If the Baal Chup gives you the wine, you know, that's, you don't need Rishus. So it's wrong to say it. And the Sharatzin says, we don't say Savri because I'm Muslim either.
Well, once again,
why don't we say Savri by Berkus HaMazon? Because you took Rishus already. The Baal HaMazon gave you. You don't need to ask another time. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush. You don't start saying these extra words at Chuppah, at a Bris. If the Baal HaMazon gives you the covenant, you don't need to say it. L'maisa. Why are you saying it? Same thing by Berkus HaMazon. You don't say it. I led the bench to say Shabbos lunch at the Shabbat Brachos. I didn't say Savri. The Baal HaMazon gave it to me. That's against the Eliyahu Rabbah. Eliyahu Rabbah asks on the Magen Avraham, he says, whoa, you're against the Bach. The Bach quoted Rabbi Yosef HaGadol, the Beis Yosef quoted Shmuel HaLeket, that Tok HaSud and Kiddush Avdallah, you don't need Rishus. Nevertheless, we still say Savri. He still says it's Savri. Rabbi Yosef HaGadol says, you still say Savri, no matter what. I think the meaning is like the Magen Avraham. Get it down in your notes. The meaning is like the Magen Avraham. That by a Bris, by a Chuppah, by a Berkus HaMazon, you don't say Savri. The Baal HaMazon is giving you Rishus. I, Rabbi Yosef HaGadol, says, okay. I don't think we pass like Rabbi Yosef HaGadol. The Bach is very stark. Eliyahu Rabbah says, oh, you're going against it. You always got to say it. Based on Bli Apolui, you got to say Savri no matter what. Okay? L'maisa. That's what the Eliyahu Rabbah says. The Bach himself didn't like it. The Bach said, everyone had a Chiv, remember? For everyone had a Chiv, you don't say it what? You don't say Rishus. Everyone has their own personal Chiv. Whereas during the week, if you're eating a bread meal, you don't have to have the bread meal. You don't have to have the bread meal, so I don't have to say Rishus. Yes, Nate, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
I don't know.
Fine. No, let's go over. What do you mean you don't know? Come on.
Let's go. It was
you got this clear?
Yeah.
You want me to repeat it?
No, I got it clear.
I want you to get it. This is very important. People you're think, ready? What's the difference? Safri versus, what do you mean? It's a Ramah. The Ramah says it.
Does everybody say some ritual?
I do by Kiddush.
Why?
You're the Rav. But I'm asking Rishus from everyone when they do it.
But why are you asking everyone for Rishus?
If
you're the Rav of the show.
I know, it's a nice thing, but the truth is that I am employed by them.
You're employed by
they're the boss. I understand that, but it's like, I understand that, but they're like giving Rishus by doing that, Lamar. I'm asking them Rishus.
So everyone takes some
I'm asking them Rishus.
You have lunch at your house, and everyone's supposed to lunch?
I do, and I shouldn't, based on this.
I'm just saying it.
Do I say it?
No,
but maybe I shouldn't.
The common culture right now is to say
everyone
it.
Says it. So you're saying like Rabbi
Yosef.
So you're saying like Rabbi Yosef.
In benching it, it's against your benching point. Or some rabbi, you should have Rabbi Yosef, you say Rishus, and then you say Rishus, and you say even
but you were given the cup.
Even the Baal HaMazon gives it to you, you say Rishus, Baal HaMazon.
That's true. That is true, Lamaisa. We don't say Savri. We don't say Savri.
Right.
You're saying the guy's giving you Rishus at the Chuppah also. Okay, so basically to summarize this, what is the minig? The minig is that I never heard a Chuppah in Chuppah that people don't say Savri.
I
miss
the
I don't think so. Come on, when you're hearing the guy say Breper Goffin on the Chuppah, no one says Savri run on the side. What about Ba'amila? I don't think so either. Birkas HaMazon? We do say Rishus like you said. We do say Rishus. Why though? You already took the Rishus already?
But the Breper you get after benching, no one says
Yeah, usually you don't. You just go right to break for your goffin. Yeah.
I say something every time.
Okay. But you were given Rashus, though. You're giving Rashus to the bench. All right, it's good.
Do it against my dad.
All right, you're making a good horror. You want to go like you're going like they lay Rabba b'shem Rabbi Yosef Agadol. That you should always say it.
Kiddush.
He says, but Kiddush you do. The Bach b'shem Rabbi Yosef Agadol. The Magen Avraham says you don't have to. Lamaisa. That's what we're trying to figure out. Lamaisa, what the meaning is. That's what we're trying to figure out what the meaning is. Let's chazer over this again. What does the Ramah say? Tochasuda, what do you say? Savri, right? To get everyone to pay attention, yes? So it made a low plug that every time you want to say a brach on wine, what do you say? Savri, not Pershus. He explicitly said, don't say Pershus. Mishum Pershus, what's going on? He says, well, Pershus is a beautiful thing. It's until it's Pershus. But he says, if you're in the middle of a meal, right? If you're in the middle of a meal and you have to say Savri anyway, so we stuck. Savri stuck to every Birkas HaYas. It's like a low plug. Savri all the time. And that's what Nate's basically saying. That Savri, we say it all the time. The Bach quotes this, B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael HaGadol, that we were not Mechalik. You always say Savri all the time. Even Kiddush, Avdala, Birkas HaMazon, the whole deal. You always say it all the time. Then the Bach said, I don't like it. The Bach said, Kiddush, Avdala, everyone has their own personal Chiv. What do you have to ask for Rishus for? You don't have to ask for the Yayin Tochasuda, we don't say Rishus because it's impossible. Achila Blishti. You know you're going to have to eat. You know you have to drink with the eating. Berkas HaPas, we say Rishus because there's no Chiyuv to eat Pas. Okay. But the Beis Yosef says, Shibol HaLeket said the same thing. And we have that Gemara in Brachas. What daf? And our Masif, the Nun Heim and Aleph. That by Pas, we need to ask Rishus. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, ask Klal Yisrael if they think Bitzal is Roy. To be the architect. So they spawn him. He's Roy for Hashem. He's Roy for us. Same thing. B'nai Suda, they choose the Chashav guy, Lamaisa, and he says, Bershus Raboisai. Are you, Aim Atem Askimim Kedesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaskim Yimochem. Right? And they answer, Bershus Shomayim, that they're Maskim Kedesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomayim Yaskimu. So in other words, they want the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Maskim. When the B'nai Suda choose a Chashav, he should say Rishus Rabbeisa. He's saying to them, do you agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should agree with you? And they say, yes. We want what we're masking in order that Shomayim, they're masking as well. Okay, fine. It's kind of like, you know, we want to be on the same page as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if there was Hagen for Hashem, Vada, it's Hagen for us. Okay. The bottom line being is that the Ramah seems to say, anytime you say what, a Yayin, you say Savri. Yes, all the time. You say Savri every single time. Lamaisa Mishra Berurah says, Birshus is not necessarily, because you already said Savri, B'toch HaSuda, they made a low plu. And the Bach says, you always say Savri, Kiddush Avdallah, then the quotes of Ben Yosef, then he himself says, no Chiv to do it. By Pas, you say Rishus. And the Bach says, he thinks that at a Birkas Eris, and soon you should say Savri as well. And the Magen Avraham says, no, it's not, because already you were given Rishus. There's no reason why you have to ask Rishus for halacha lamaisa. Only when you're minot to Rishus do you say Savri b'makom Rishus. Chup and Mila, where you're shenolot and Rishus, you don't say Savri, right? Right? You're not asking Rishus. The Baal Bas told you. And the Shartzian says, the Baal Chup and the Baal Bris is mechabit you. So what do you need Rishus for? And therefore it's not good. You don't have to say Savri. Also because of Muslim, you're not to Rishus. So Nate's saying, well, we do say it though, okay. The Eliyahu Rabbah says he's insistent. B'shem the Bach quoted B'shem Rabbi Yosef HaGadol, even though the Bach argued himself that Yayin Tov HaSuda and Kiddush HaAvdol, you don't need to do the Shus. Nevertheless, we say it's Avri. Okay. Listen, it seems like you can't go wrong, Lamaisa. But I think it makes sense that at a wedding and a bris, you don't say it. Benching Lamaisa, Nate's saying we do say it, but that's out's covered. That's out's covered. Okay. Let's get to Tysus now. Let's go, guys. All right? Let's go. Let's see inside. Go ahead. Usher, you're doing a great job. Let's see the Tysus. Okay, go ahead, guys. Look inside.
So it's this whole thing based on the other way.
Correct. Go ahead.
They stop to listen to the bracha and answer
Amen. Right. Excellent. They should be what? They should be pturin. It should work. That's the Yesh Mepharshim we said outside. Yes? It's right there, verbatim. There it is. Go ahead, Viter.
The thing not from Yerushalmi, that also implies this in Yerushalmi.
Yes? Couldn't hear you.
The Rosh says Yesh Mepharshim. It's one person. That's what he says.
He says Yesh Mepharshim and said Yesh Mepharshim. Okay, good.
One person.
Okay, good, good, good. Go ahead. Actually, Tamin Rabino said B'shem Rabam Va'arashba. Okay. All right, go ahead.
This price is only discussing guests.
A huge meal. When you have a huge meal, so one guy can say for everyone. Go ahead, Aval. I'm sorry, in a large meal, everyone's on their own. One guy cannot be motzi. Okay, everyone's on their own. Yes, because everyone's B'nei Shekol, what? Everyone turns to the Baal Bayis. Everyone's looking at him. However, we still have a Bayis. Go ahead, Tani. Excellent. He himself is not able to be Maitzi. Well said. Rabbeinu Elchanan argues it. Go ahead. Rabbeinu Elchanan is one of the Baal HaTais. He's quoted a lot in the Sikhs of Zohar. Go ahead. It's a low plug. Go ahead, the gam. That's that word, low tackle, low plug. Bane what? Why? What's asalimite mean? You're going to come to make a mistake. So they made a low plug. Across the board, you never can be motzi anyone. So Rabbeinu Tam argues with the yesh what? With the yesh beforshim. And the way they present, they don't quote Rashi, but that's what they're really driving at. They're driving from Rashi. Can you make that chiluk of Savri? Would it work? That's Yesh Mepharshim says it will. It's a formalized din like a seven kura. It's batal kfiyas. Yes? Okay, go ahead. Next din. Wow. Yesh, we know we from the first semester, early shir. What do we say? If you bring a new wine to the table, we had a machlokes at the same level, remember? Remember we had a machlokes about that? But everyone agrees if it's better than the first wine, you have to say Tov Meitiv. Go ahead. Even though you don't have to say a new Brebri HaGafen, remember, you have to say Tov Meitiv with a new bottle, it's better. Go ahead. Tov means good for us, Meitiv L'Achim. Shame what? They're benefiting from it. Go ahead. You're totally wrong. So what does Rabbeinu Yechiel say? Forget about it, right? Right? Can one guy be motzi another guy? The Yesh Mepharshim says yes. Just like the Yesh Mepharshim said if you said Savri. Are you with me now? We're transferring a new topic, Tov Meiti, but it's equivalent regarding that. What does Rabbeinu Yechiel say?
He says
even if you do Tov, even if you want to do it, it doesn't work. Why? Read again. Rabbeinu Yechiel Omer Delohi. It's wrong. Right? Tov Meiti is also a problem of what basically in Plonui, and they don't distinguish between what?
Between Hatov and Yechiel.
Excellent. There's no distinction across the board. What's the din? Tov Meiti. Everyone says on their own. Yes. Go ahead. The Mishum. Why does he say it's wrong? Because why? Even when there's no one else there, it's in general, yes? Go ahead. Right. You say Tov Meitiv, go ahead. Why is it Tov L'Diday? Because someone can take care of him. Get this down. Suga Samach Talam and Aleph. Someone can take care of him when he gets older. And the mother also. The mother also can take care of him. Please get it. She's also happy about having the sons. Go ahead. Tov L'Diday, Meitiv means to other people. Giving over. It's a grammar. Tov to himself, Meitiv is to other people. Okay, so it's Tov for him, and Meitiv Lishto. Go ahead. Vavagav the what? Even though he has no what? When they told him outside in the lobby, in the hospital, the woman's in the mother's in the other room, she's not there, and they still say Tov Meitiv. So you don't have to be there. Go ahead. Let's wait there. You got that? Now, what do you say on a girl if you go burl? You say Shechianu, Mishra Berurah says. I said Shechianu 5 times the first time I had a girl. I never said Tomedi because I don't have a son. But I said Shechianu after everyone gets cleaned up. Yes, Mishra Berurah, Reish Chaf Gimel, get it down. Of course, God willing, you have a girl, you have to say Shechianu. If you have a boy, you say Tomedi.
What's better?
What do you mean, what's better? The Gemara says it's better to have a boy, Lomaisa. Well, it's Tov, Lutolachem. They're both beautiful brachas. No, but they're both beautiful brachas, but this is the Chiddush.
Why is it Shechianu?
Because it's a girl. It's a beautiful simcha.
Where's Shechianu? Like it's a new... It's
the first time you saw the person in your life.
What's
the Nafkamina between Mishas? Nafkamina is the Shechianu is only if it benefits you. Tov Meid is benefit others.
So you're saying a girl only benefits you and a Tov Meid is a boy of men?
Right, right. The Tov makes you happy. Doesn't like necessarily make you Vachemer. That's correct. Girl doesn't have the capacity to take care of something. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe she will in this day and age. But a girl doesn't have the capacity, she gets older, to take care of her parents financially.
Not being like a feminist, I'm just wondering.
Don't worry about it. We're not choshishi for that, okay? You're trying to understand it then. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about that. You're all with chaverim at all. You follow me? So that's the din, okay? The Gemara says, that the son is older, they made parnasa. This day and age, maybe it's different, but the bracha doesn't change. You follow me?
Wait, where's
Mishra? Mishra is Reish Chaf Gimel, Sif Aleph. Reish Chaf Gimel, Sif Kan Aleph, right there. But the Gemara says in Ksuba Samach Dalan Amaralf that the son has the capacity to take care of the parents. The girl might not. This day, maybe it's different because women work. Okay? Yes, you got it? Okay, you got this? Okay, 223. All right, go ahead. Okay, you got that now? It's a beautiful answer, right? So they're very happy about this, Lamaisa. So therefore, Tova Meitiv, he says, forget about it. Don't give me your business, Lamaisa. Yeshua Forsha says, Tova Meitiv, one guy can be on someone else. What does Rabbi Nechiel say? He says, no way. It doesn't work. What happens if what? What happens if Lamaisa, and we make a distinction with Lo Pali, we don't make a distinction, Tova Meitiv, Birka say Yain. Doesn't make a difference. Everyone what? Everyone is on their own. Bain for Birkas and Brain for Tova Meitiv. You're going to tell me because why? What are you going to tell me? He says that Svara what doesn't apply. What's the Mishum High Taima? Tova Meitiv, right? What was the whole reasoning of the Yeshua Forsham? What was the rationale behind the Yeshua Forsham? That one guy can be Motzi, the other guy Tova Meitiv. Because good for me, good for others. You guys are drinking. So why can't it be Motzi with you? He says, forget about that. Doesn't mean you got to be there, Lamaisa. Tovlidi, he says, because of that reason, it's Tovlidi day. That's not a good svara to allow you to be motzi someone in a bracha. Because the Atava can be that someone's not there. Look at the riot when they tell the guy, the father, you had a child. The mother's not there, and you're still saying Tovlidi. Okay, go ahead. About Tzarachim. So there's 2 days in Tosis. You guys got to remember how to chazer. The Yeshua Forsham against Rabbi Ochanan. Can one guy be motzi, another guy bring brikav and tocha mazel? What's the sheet if you say Savri? Yeshua Forsham says yes. Rabbi Ochanan says what? Even Sabri, it's not good. Yes. Then there's a similar machlokes. Tosis goes about Tova Meitiv. Can one guy be motzi other than Tova Meitiv? Tosis it says. Well, who does he say it in the name of? Again, Yeshua Forsham that it works. Yes. Why shouldn't it work, Lomaisa? It's Tov and it's good for other people. So let him say Tova Meitiv on behalf of everyone. And what does what Rabbi Ochanan? Who does Rabbi Nechiel say? The whole thing's wrong. There's a problem being the base of the Ponui. And we don't distinguish between Tov Meitiv and Birkas Hayayin. We don't distinguish at all. So Lomaisa, since we don't extinguish all, Tov, the Lidei, who made the Lachem, they don't have to be there with you. Doesn't mean when someone's motzi you in the bracha, the guy doesn't even have to be there with you. And we still say it. So Tov Meitiv has nothing to do with that. Halach Lomaisa. Nate, you got this? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at this also, you're supposed to make a Shechianu on a girl and a Tov Meitiv on a guy.
You didn't believe me. Yeah,
no,
go ahead.
This is not
just
the
kidding. Yeah, go ahead.
But if your father dies,
God forbid. Yes.
You're supposed to make a Shechianu because you're inheriting money.
Yes.
But if you have no brothers, you make a Tov Meitiv.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Why is it Tov Meitiv?
Because
you get all of it. What'd you say?
You get all the money.
You get all of it.
And it says that if you have a boy.
If you get all the money, then why is it Tova Meitiv? You're the only one getting it. Why is everyone else? No one else is getting it. If there are other brothers, you sure you're reading it right? If there are other brothers, you say Tov Med. If you're the only one, then you say Shechianu, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Wait, is that backwards?
What do you mean?
For nothing backwards, then you say Shechianu is if it benefits you directly, or most reading it's benefits you.
No, if it benefits other people, then you say Tov Med besides yourself. Right. Very good. Okay, excellent.
And it says that if you...
So guys who get married, God willing, you have girls, you say Shechianu. If you have boys, you say Tov Med.
The wife dies during child labor, if you have a boy, you say Shechianu. You can't say Tov Med.
Because why?
There's no longer any elements
of
it.
Oh, because you mean he won't be able to take care of the mother. The mother was nifter.
Right.
Going to take care of you. Okay, good. You're saying good. Okay.
And it's going down from a kova to rishus, the bracha.
In which case?
In the race case.
Okay. All right, good. Let's finish up the Tyson side. You got me? No, no problem. You got this? Okay, go ahead, Usher. Look inside. Come on, Sam. Finish up the Tyson. Sorry, Kim. Very kind of you. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay, we got this?
Because when we make a dough, we're standing.
Guys, what do you say with this? What does he say? Sorry, what did Sarachim ask me? Look into it a little bit. He's bothered by Havdalah. We'd say it's standing. How do you say it's standing? What does the word Acharei mean? How do we pater each other now? Yana Havdalah, Acharei, what's Acharei? No, here it means since. It's like Me'achar. Please write this down. Acharei, since ain't anu lo yoshu l'masubim. We're not sitting or not reclining. We're not doing anything. So how can we yotze at all? It's crazy. L'maisa. What's the answer? Rishemi Yeshlomar. Oh, it's a mitzvah. So we're coming together for that. Go ahead. Akula milsa. Since we're kovela fulfill the what? Birkas Hayayin. We're also kovela got me Havdalah too. Yes? Again, he says, read again. Shema Yishlomar. Your kovei itself on the wine, because you have to have the wine for Avdol, and then also, since the kviya on the wine, it also works for also what? Since your kovei for the Havdalah, it works for the yayin. You understand? What's the mitzvah here? Havdalah. Since you're coming together for Havdalah, it's kind of like a migu. Migu that what? Remember which we're going to get back to. Remember the migu we said? Nate, migu that you have to say, but for pasta works for yayin? So the migu works for the mitzvah Havdalah, works for what? Works for wine too as well. You got this? Okay, now get. I can't hear you. What? Oh, so this leads us to the following. Get this down, Lomaisa. How do we paskin on this? Tysus says, Beferish, Lomaisa. What does Tysus say? Did you read the end of the Tysus?
No.
Tysus, does he say, yeah, he says, Tov, what? Yeah, we did. I missed it. Go ahead. I didn't, yeah, you missed it. Lekach Noah. What's Noah means? Pleasant. The Tov. Go ahead.
The Mavdil.
No, for the Mavdil, the Baal HaBos, it's saying Avdol Mavdil.
The Mavdil, the Gam Lishomim, Sheishu
V'Shas Avdol. Shas. So how does Tosha conclude? You tell me. Mikra Adin, Avdol is good by Amida, but he recommends what?
Sitting.
Comes along the Ramah, get it down, Nate. Reish Ayin Al Sif Yud. The Ramah writes in Reish Ayin Al Sif Yud, Legabe Kiddush, it's good to sit. His makor is from the Kobol, because Kiddush b'makom Suda. Excellent. Excellent, Akiva. So when you know, you're not supposed to eat standing, you're a dog, the Gemara says. So you sit what? You sit. I told you, my friend, right? My friend, when we were in college, and why he'd eat Lamaisa on the aisle. First of all, it's Gezel. I told him it was Gezel. He would eat on the aisle, waiting in line in the calf, you know, before you pay. And you eat a little bit and then fill it up.
Is it Gezel for the pay?
Yeah, for sure it's Gezel. Yeah, for sure it's Gezel.
He's going to pay for it.
Yeah, but he's paying because he ate one for free. And then he replenishes his plate, you know. And then I told him also, you're not supposed to eat standing. He barks. He barks to me. I told him you're stealing, you're over Gezel. And then I said, you're also acting like a dog. He barked. He's a funny guy. Okay, all right. He says he paid so much tuition and why he wasn't Gazer. I still thought it was wrong. Okay, could be. All right, I don't want to. I still think they set the rules. It's not right. It's not right. Okay. All right, let's stick to it. But Lamaisa, what is Tyson say? Tyson's Mikra then, what's the din? Mikra din, we what? We can stand for Avdallah, but he recommends sitting. What does the Ramah say by Kiddush? What's Simon? Reish Ayin Al Sif Yud, that what? He says it's Tov to sit. Why? Because of Kiddush Makom Suda. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? It's just Sifkan Mem Vav, the shame, the gone. That the Maskan of our Tyson is what? That it's better to sit for Kviyas, but it's not Ma'akev. Mishnah Berurah says he thinks it's a good idea, Lamaisa, that you covey yourself together, b'shas kiddush, and don't be scattered around.
Why don't we stand for kiddush right now?
Good question. I stand also. That was my father's minig. My father's minig was to stand, so I stand for kiddush, Avdallah, everything.
I stand
Friday night, Shabbat. Yeah, so we'll see, Lamaisa. Some have a switch.
I stand during the day, tonight.
Some have a switch. Okay. Some stand at night because of Adis. Some stand at night because of Adis. Adis, testifying. You have to stand when you testify. And lunch, there's no testimony, so you sit. That's okay, but I stand because that was my father's mini. I stand for everything, yeah. For Avdallah, the whole deal, except when I drink, you know, and then I sit down and drink. You know, some people also sit. Some people also sit, like the Tysus. Okay? Okay, now what about Avdallah? Well, your question is, I thought you were going to ask, why do I do that? Why do I follow the menu, my father? It's a good question. It's a good question.
My grandfather was a Baal Shuva. He made up his minhag. I was told I should still keep those minhag, even if they're...
Yeah, oh, yeah? Right. Interesting.
My parents also... They made up their minhag. My parents will allow you.
Yeah, it's not a minhag tallis what they're doing. A minhag tallis is... That's not a minhag tallis. They're doing the show cover. They're doing the show cover to the mitzvah. That's why it's okay. A minhag tallis, you're not allowed to follow. If my parents had a minhag tallis, I don't follow. This was a minhag. Okay. Now, let's get this. What's the psak about Avdallah? Reish Sadi Vav Sifov. What is a Mechaber Paschal? Get it, please. He says, Mavdilim Yushuv. He says, you sit down when you say Avdallah. Done. The Ramah, that's what Mechaber says. Mechaber quotes like Atisus. And the Ramah says, Tov Lamo. Ah, the Ramah says, it's better to stand. Wow. Against our Tisus. Why is he against our recommendation of Tosus, the Ramah? Because you're being Mam and Malava Malkit. If you're Malava Malkit on Shabbos, you should stand. You got that? Beautiful. Now the Shartzian says, in Reish Ayin Al Sifkon and Al Hilchos Kiddush, he says, the Shartzian quotes from the Gaon and Hilchos Avdallah, Sim Reish Adivav, that Yeshiva is Ma'akev. The Gaon held that Yeshiva was Ma'akev, Mishum Kviyas. Wow. But in Reish Ayin Aleph, though, in the Ramah, in the Hilchos Kiddush, he quotes Tosfos, and he doesn't say, or does he hold like Tysus that yeshiva is what? Is yeshiva ma'akev?
So would the Mechaber also agree that yeshiva is ma'akev with the Gaon, or would he say that? No.
This is all within the Gaon. The Gaon says that yeshiva is ma'akev because of kviyas. That's what he says in Hilchos what? Avdallah.
So the Gaon is arguing with the Mechaber?
Yeah, the Gaon, because again, what does the Mechaber say? Chaber says you should sit during Avdallah. Ramah says better to stand. According to Chaber, would it be Ma'akev? Push up shot. The Gaon seems to say it's Ma'akev.
If you stand, you're not guilty.
That's what he seems to say, but he doesn't say that in Hilchos Kiddush. He quotes Tosfos, and it's not clear whether he says, like the Maskan is Tov Lashemis, or does he hold it's Ma'akev? So in Hilchos Avdallah, it's clear that he needs to be Kviyas. And Hilchos Kiddush, it's not really clear if he says it would be ma'akiv or not. Okay? So I want you to get that. It's very interesting. Please don't confuse the Ramah. By Kiddush, the Ramah recommends sitting. By Avdallah, what does he recommend? Standing. That's the Ramah.
The Gaon is like stronger than the
Mechaber. Yeah, the Gaon's very strong. He seems to be that Lamaisa might be ma'akiv, whereas in Hilchos Kiddush, he doesn't seem to say that it would be ma'akiv. That's what he seems to say in Hilchos Kiddush. Not clear whether it's going to be ma'akiv. Okay, so this leads us to the Slach and the Chazon Ish. Come on, guys, later, Reb. We got to get this. The Slach says, what on earth does it have to do with the price of tea in China? What do I mean by that? Yeah. What's the geography in the Tosis? The first part of Tosis were Rabbi Yeshua before. I hope you guys asked this in Seder. You guys asked in Seder? Yeah, you asked me. I'm proud of you. Proud of you. Okay. Yeshua before Rabbi Ochanan, Machlek is about what? Savri doesn't work. Then they shift to Atova Metiv. Machlek is to Yeshua before Rabbi Ochil. And then they switch to Havdol in the end. What does one have to do with the other? Who asked this Kasha? The Tzlach. The Tzlach, the great Tzlach, the Gom. Yeah, what's it have to do with anything? So he says like this. So Nate was suggesting. The Terence is that the halacha is behaseba, one guy potters everyone. Without a seba, people don't pay attention to be yotz in the mitzvah. Therefore, if you say savri in Avdallah, since in Avdallah we say savri, you don't need a seba. Everyone comes together. But Tosis held b'shem Rabbeinu Ochanan on that what? Savri doesn't work, it was a low plug. Yes? It was a low plug. Tosis held that it doesn't work when you say Savri, right? So it comes out when we say Behaseba, Remotzi, yes? They made a low plug? They made a low plug, Lamaisa. Only Behaseba does it work. Savri does not work. So if that's the case, if you're so strong with Rabbeinu Ochanan, yes? If you're so strong with Rabbeinu Ochanan, what is that going to lead you to say? It's a little bit of a...
I don't.
Wait 1 second. If you're a whole low plug man like Rabbeinu Ochanan, and I'll add on, if you're like Rabbeinu Ochil, who was against his word that says he didn't like the thing by Tovah Meitiv, but he's skipping a little bit. Notice there was a gap of Tovah Meitiv in the middle. You know what I mean? He's trying to connect the end of Avdallah with the previous Rabbeinu Ochanan. Well, in the middle there was Tovah Meitiv. But at least there's a sheet that says what? We don't, it's a little bit difficult that we're asking. We have to ask the Tzlach, we're asking a good kasha. You know, because there's an interruption when he talks about Tovah Meitiv. But the bottom line is, if you go with the Ben Ochanan, that there's a low plug, what happens? What happens? You make a low plug that the only time you can bond together is with the Seba. Savri, Merozai, does not work. And you know what else doesn't work? What else doesn't work? By Avdol, it doesn't work. And that's why everyone should sit. That's what brings him to this case. Therefore, Avdallah, he says, I can't believe people stand all the time. How are you Yotze? Just like Savri doesn't work, Rabbeinu Ochanan, so through here, I'm just pointing out on the Tzlach, why does he have to have this gap with Avdallah, with Tovah Meitiv, you know what I mean? And the reason why he destroyed Tovah Meitiv, how did he destroy Tovah Meitiv? What did he say? Sam, what did he say about Tovah Meitiv? Remember he said? He said, don't give me that business. Lo-i, ain't business. We're not the difference between Tov Meitiv because of Yayin. Tov Meitiv L'Acherim. And that's going to generate you to be patra other people? It's not true. It's Meitiv L'Acherim, they're not around, right? So he debunked that. I'm just saying it's a little difficult to slack because you have that interruption about Tov Meitiv.
I don't think the interruption is too big, because I think he does it a lot. He goes back.
Okay, all right. You're saying he has to...
I don't think that the catch is a little plug.
Okay, I would have rather gone right to the Havdalah before Tovah Meitiv. That's all I'm suggesting. Okay? So get that down in your notes. That's our kash on the Tzlach. And then that leads us to the Chazon Ish. Please get it. What does the Chazon Ish say? Chazon Ish asks, he says, I don't understand this kash at all. Chazon Ish was such a gahim lamaitz. You with me? All the Gedol HaKronim. Chazon Ish wasn't scared to ask on Rishonim. Chazon Ish says, what does it say in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph? Afa pishiyatza motzi, that you can, even though you're out to the shofar in the morning, you can blow for the shofar in the afternoon. The patients in the hospital. It says Birkas Hayayin of Kiddush Avdallah Dina Kibirkas Amitzis. Bafilu yatza motzi. If I said Kiddush for one guy, I can say Kiddush for another guy. No, can't hear you. What? Kol Yisrael Arim Zebzeh. Rashi there, excellent Sam. So Birkas Amitzis. Let me ask you a question. Do we need a seba when I do that? No, not at all. So what do you see? Exactly. You see that while you're yatsi without a seba. So what's Tosis talking about? Havdalah is a mitzvah. Oh, well, how can you stand up? What do you mean? Shofar we stand up for? You know, we do it all the time. It's a great kasha. That's the Chazon Ish says, I don't understand Tosis kasha. What's the big deal? Yeah. Yeah. Birkas HaYayin, Kiddush HaHavdalah, Birkas HaMitzvahs. Because I mentioned, we see Afa Mishiyatza Motzi, and you don't need a Seba. No one needs a Seba.
Where's the Gemara?
Rosh Hashanah Chavtesim and Aleph. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Kol Yisrael Reim Zevazeh. That's a great kasha, Chazon Ish. Yeah. What do we say about Birkas HaMitzvos? That even though I'm Yotz in the morning, I can blow later on and say another brach. Afim Shiyotz HaMotz, what did Rosh Hashanah say? That the quotes the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, that all of Klal Yisrael is one organic unit. And if there's a yid on the planet Earth that hasn't filled his mitzvah, even though I did, I'm still 99% fulfilled, but 1% off because another yid didn't do it. So that's enough room for me to be motzim. You follow me? So that doesn't need a seba. That's a Chazon Ish's kash. I gave it to Chazon Ish actually. Assuming it does. You guys ever looked in the Chazon Ish? Is it in the Kodesh Mitzvah Forshin? I have to bring it. Bli Neder, I'll bring it tomorrow so we can look at the kash. I'll bring it from home, Bli Neder. Okay? Bli Neder. I'm going to remind myself.
Yeah, it is.
It's in the Kodesh Mitzvah Forshin?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Are you sure?
No.
All right, Lamais. Okay. Now let's get this.
So you said that even though, since we know Abubishi Yosef Otsi, so that means that it doesn't matter whether you stand.
Yeah, no one's standing when you do that. No one's standing when you do that at all, Lamaisa. Because the mitzvahs, we don't have to necessitate the guy standing. It's a great kasha. So please get the slach and the Chazon Ish on this tois and the psak.
What does that have to do with Abishi Yotzim? Where in Tosos is he saying that the guy was...
Whenever you're being motzi, what does Abishi Yotzim motzi mean? Me motzi people. That's an example of saying motzi people. When we're motzi people, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says the Birkas HaMitzvah. Birkas HaMitzvah, you don't need any bond. You don't need siruf.
Yain's on mitzvah.
Avdallah. It's part of Avdallah. I understand, but it's part of Avdallah. It's part of Avdallah, Lomais. If it's labels of Birkas HaMitzvah, you don't need a seba. He's asking a great kasha. Why you need a tziruf for it? Why is there a bond for the kviyas? Okay, fine. That finishes that whole shtickle, guys. Second shtickle, let's get to it. It's late. Migu. What'd you say? I don't have an answer. No, I don't have an answer for it. I don't have an answer for it. Unless you say like a little bit of Nate saying that the ikar part of Avdallah is the Mavda Mekodesh Lechol, that bracha. But it's not though. It's part of the mitzvah, like the spices, and it's more of a birka shevach v'odah. Maybe. But what's the din if you forgot to say brei pri gofen, and you went to a mavda? You yotze. So maybe what Nate's saying is not bad to answer up for the taisis. Let's say I forgot brei pri gofen. I forgot it. It's possible. You know, people don't use benches; they forget a lot of things. A lot of times, I miss a word in Havdalah. That's why recently I've been using a bencher. I said, what does it say? You have the sitter there? I skip Shem Hashem. In those psukim of Simcha, I skip that word Hashem sometimes. I'm not using the sitter. Hashem Vayihi Lishua. Can you believe it? It's bad. It's not good, Lomai. Here, let me, thank you, Usher. Let me just, it's bad, Lomai said. Oh, you see, he doesn't have the, he only has his Avdalah Beis HaKnesses. What about the Avdol in the home? They don't have Avdol in the home? Oh, they do here. Here. Hine kashyaf blow zachar ki aziv zimra ka Hashem vayhi li lishua. I was skipping that word. Ki aziv zimra ka vayhi li lishua. I was skipping Shem Hashem. It's terrible, no?
What's the difference between
Beis Knesses, they don't say the psukim. We don't say Avdol in Shul or Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't say it. Some have a minig to say it. Thank you very much, Rashi. Okay? All right. Yes. Yes.
I was in a Marvin in my house, and I was unsure.
Why was that?
Because we had 10 men in our house, and my grandmother can't walk very well.
Gotcha. So that's an implicit permission from the Rav?
So
you wouldn't mind?
No, because it was they were all orphaned, and there was no one was going to the whatever.
Right. I'm saying your dad would have the Rav would have given your dad permission.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. You should never do that. You should never start a. Shouldn't have a minute in the house unless you ask permission from your Rav of your shul. Yeah, it's not nice. What? It's not right. It's not nice. You should ask permission.
I only do it with my grandparents.
Okay, I'm sure your dad, Nate's dad's a big covered Rav. So the mice, yeah.
Either way, we got up to Tashkivania and then we did Baruch Hashem, whatever, right? Before that's right.
Of course.
I still doesn't usually say that.
Yeah, I know. I've never heard of that in my life. Remember you told me that beginning of the year? I never heard of it.
But I went
just Mochi Shabbos or in general? It's crazy. Why?
I went to another shul also did that.
I've never seen in my life.
And the husband
didn't
say money.
It's crazy. And on contrary, remember I told you the Ramazan is supposed to say Meir slower?
Right.
And longer?
Burachol. Can I say Svar? I don't know.
Yeah, because you don't want to usher out Shabbos.
The reason they instituted Baruch Hashem Le'olam is because people took him
You're already at home?
I'm not saying Shabbat, since you have the Yinoya, then that takes care of that problem.
Okay. All right, but it serves it. But it's an introduction. But it's an introduction, Shmoneh. 18 times you mention Hashem's name. Sam, I hear what your svar is. But the 18 times is also an introduction to Shimon Esra. It's not proper to skip it.
Either way, if my
shul's
been hung, is to skip it?
Yeah.
Should I be skipping in my husband? I said it.
Yeah, you should say
unpopular by night.
Oh, because you were down for the Omen?
Because I'm down for the
Omen. Your dad was upset with you?
My dad wasn't upset. He just said that maybe I shouldn't have said it because our men have a shul is to not say it. Then my grandfather said I should have said it because he didn't know how to say it.
Yeah, I think so. You should. I think you did the right thing.
You know,
I think you did the right thing because I think what your shul's doing is a mistake. That's why it's a minute close. You know, I told you, did I ever tell you Rabbeinu Tam says? In the beginning, the Mordechai, the beginning of a Basra. Rabbeinu Tam says the same. Now, don't take this, it's harsh. You know what he says the same letters, Minigas? Gehenim.
Oh.
Rabbeinu Tam has quoted that. So, Lomaisa, you got to be careful. Minig Tos, you know, I think it's a Minig Tos, in my opinion. Don't tell your Rav that, but I think it's wrong.
Does everything in shul saying it?
No, I don't think you should. Right. That because you don't want to miss the Philip at Seaboard. But I do think you should say it after Shmon Esrei. Okay. On your own, without Shem Hashem. No, without the bruch at the end.
That's
it. No, without the bruch. No, without the bruch at the end. You know when you know when you say, let's say you're late to Meiriv, and you're behind, so you skip it, and then after Shmon Esrei, you say, bruch Hashem, you know, up till the end, you don't say the bruch though. Right. That's what you do. Because you always want to get Tefillah B'Tzibur.
I like my Svara though.
I like your Svara too, but I don't think you should rip it out of the Siddur. I never saw it. You're ripping out. Where? What sitter have you ever saw that said that?
Same.
Saturday night, you don't say it? Come on. Yeah. Never heard of it in my life. I can't hear you. What? You like? He likes us. He's a poisik. Sam's a poisik.
Sam actually
believes he is. Okay. But it's a good svar. I hear you. Okay. All right. Let's finish up with this migu. It's later. We didn't do the whole thing. Tomorrow we got to begin with that Rajbal. Because I want to do it quickly with the parparis and the pas. Okay. Let's just finish up with the migu. What do we say? What was it? What were the two Lashonos? Where did Migu come up? Migu came up with the second Lashon. Remember the second Lashon?
Yeah.
We had two presentations of Machleis Rav. I hope you guys chazer. Between Machleis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Yes? Then we have two presentations? The second one brought up this concept of Migu. Yeah? It said that according to Rav, Pas works, Manalei Seba, El Pas, Yayin doesn't work. Rabbi Yochanan said, Afil Yayin Nami. Skumar Esakasha. So the Gemara said, "Oh, the Akashi is safe, no problem. Shiny hustle, migu to mahanile pas, mahanile sable yayin." Yeah? So I want you to get this down. We already hinted to maybe there was another migu used in this Tosas today. How was it? That since what? Since you got together for what? For the mitzvah of Dola, it also spills over for what? For Brei Pri Hagafen. Yeah? Migu is sincere. So there is a Rashba. And Daf Lam and Zayin Amar Aleph. Please get this. You guys remember the story with the Bar Kappara? You remember the Rashba and Lam and Zayin Amar Aleph? He quotes a Raivin. What happens if people are brought fruit after the meal, after the Suda? What's it then? For benching. You need a bracha before and a bracha afterwards, right? You remember that? Remember the Ein Zimun Leperis? You remember that Klal Taisa said? Ein Zimun Leperis? So if fruit are brought at the end of the meal, what's it then? What happens then? Each one needs a bracha rishona, a bracha achrona. Listen to this though. The Rashba says, if you're koveya suda, you're koveya suda gabi the peiris, and you can be motzi your friend a bracha achrona the peiris. Wow. Each one needs a bracha rishona, but since they were koveya suda for a meal, migu that was koveya suda for the meal, migu also applies that the koveya suda for the peiris. I thought there's no koveya for peiris. In general, on its own, in a vacuum. But if it's the tail end of a meal, since I was koveya suda, get it down, Sam. I was koveya suda for the meal, I can also spill it over to Paris. And the Prima Gaudim says, each guy will say his own bracha rishona, but one guy can say a bracha achrona on behalf of everyone for the Paris, for the even bench. Now the Prima Gaudim says, Gam Shilfiza, the Raivit holds that by Paris, you can't be motzi someone bracha rishona. Yes? What about a tocha suda? What about tocha suda though? Tocha suda, could a guy be motzi someone in Paris? Yes, says the Prima Gaudim. Since you have kviya suda for the suda itself, it spills over to the Paris you're eating what? Tocha the suda. See, there's Paris that you eat after the suda, that allows you to say a bracha achrona on behalf of everyone else, even though ain't zimun leperes, because migu de kviyas suna on the suda. It applies to the peres after the suda. And the prima gadim says, what after you have peres betof the suda? You could also have one guy what? Be motzi everyone, even in the bracha rishona of eitz. Because migu de kviyas suda for what? Migu de kviyas suda for the tocha suda, it also spills over to the peres. Wow. The Mela, please get this. This is what the Dagim Ravava writes. Who's the Dagim Ravava? Come on. I don't think I ever told you guys, no? The Tzlach is the Notabutis Sefer on Shas, the Notabutis is the Chuvis, and what is its parish of Shulchan Aruch called? Dagim Ravava. The Dagim Ravava says, that's why Rashi and Lama Tesman after Maskal Zikna. What did Rashi say in Lama Tesman after Maskal Zikna? You remember when Bar Kappara said to the two Talmidim, eat the fruit, and one guy we vote to someone else. What did Rashi say? It was Emsa what? Suda. Why did Rashi say it was Emsa Suda? Why did he say that? Because Rashi holds like the Raivid, that by parents in general, one guy can't be Motzi his friend. So how could Bar Kappara tell one of the Talmidim Motzi the other guy? What's the answer? The answer is Tok Suda. Since you convey a Suda for the Suda, Migu, you convey the Suda for the Suda, it's convey also for the what? For the Peris. Wow! So how many examples of Migu did we have? In the Gemara, Legave, Migu to Pas, Save La Pas, Pelai. We had the Tais today about Migu for the Avdol, that goes in the Yain. And then we had two other examples of the Peris, Achara Suda, to be saved, the Brach Achrona on behalf of everyone. And then we have the Peris, Tok Suda, that what? That one guy could say a bracha rishon on behalf of everyone. And number five, that's why Rashi said on Lama Tesmanov, Dim Maskel Skeina, that was Tokasude. This story with Bar Kappara and the two Talmidim. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Pick it up tomorrow with the Rashba, and then we got to go like it, guys. Proud of you guys.
All right.